Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitters, whichever one you want to call it. Welcome into the weekly dive into the world of high school sports. Of course, you know, we'll talk about it nationally if it makes sense, but we like to keep things right here in our own backyard in the great state of GA, and that's exactly what we're going to do because we are in some fun times as fall sports start to wind down, winter sports start to gear up, so we'll get into all of that. Before we do that, got to say hello to my guy, Sonny. I hope you've been having a good week thus far, my brother.
Everything except for the weather. Everything else has been great.
I'm not mad at the weather. I know you're ready for hoodie season, so the heat probably. But personally, I'm not mad at the heat. I love the heat. My only issue is the critters are, you know, they're thrown off, so they're back out. And a big, I mean big, snake. Shouts out to my neighbor James, because I wasn't home. Apparently, when the kids rolled up on the snake, he was by the basketball goal. And he was huge, and apparently, and my neighbor James had to come and chop him up a little bit there, put him to bed.
See, that's what I'm saying. The weather needs to stay one way.
But the good thing is, you know, if he's been living by our house, he, you know, hopefully there's no eggs anywhere. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. Whatever the case. And that, you know, good riddance. He's gone. So. That's the good thing about the heat bringing him out. He's, you know, he, she, whatever, is gone. But that's the downside. Like, this heat has got all the critters thinking like, oh, wait, oh, we can get back outside. So no, please don't come back outside. So anyway, like I said, got a great show lined up for you. Got a chance over the weekend and this past week to catch up with Dylan Muhammad, quarterback for the Norcross Blue Devils. They're having a fantastic season, and they've got a big region matchup this week, so a quick conversation with him, as well as Dylan Tirico of the Blessed Trinity Titans, linebacker for them, also a Princeton commit, and then Maurice Dixon, head coach for the Creekside Seminoles football team. So some great conversations with them. Of course, you know, we'll get into our prep roundup. We got our shout-outs and accolades that we like to give out, and a recap of some of the stuff that I got a chance to check out and whatnot. So, you know, good stuff. I'm very tempted, Sonny, before we get started. I know we talked last week about Penguin. I don't think we talked about Agatha. But, you know, the latest episode. Did you see last week's? Are you caught up on Agatha?
The last episode I seen was the big reveal about the teenager.
I don't want to spoil it for nobody on air, but
you know what I mean.
I was going to say, so was it the big reveal that it happened right at the end?
Right.
So you didn't see the next episode?
I haven't seen the next one yet.
So you got to watch the next episode, which I've watched. So I'm so tempted because, you know, it comes out on Wednesday nights. And I'm very tempted. Like, even though I won't get home till probably like 12:30, I'm like, I want to turn that TV on and watch that thing. But I know I got to be right back here early in the morning. So I'm like, don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. So anyway, we got to talk about that offline. And Penguin, have you been keeping up with Penguin?
I just binged Penguin over the weekend. I'm very pleasantly surprised.
So are you all the way up? You're all the way up to the most recent episode, or are you just a few episodes? It's five episodes
I think
total.
I think HBO aired them out of order, so I'm not sure where I'm at.
Okay. Well, there's five. If you've watched all five, then you're caught up. You just probably watched them out of order, it sounds like.
The last one was the flashback where it showed him as the driver.
Okay, there's one more after that. So you got to watch one more. But that one there has really picked up, too. So I'm excited about both of these shows. I know people give, especially Marvel, Disney, a lot of slack. But I'm pleased with Agatha. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here for high school sports. Let's get in to the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All righty, let's get into some shout-outs and accolades real quick before we get into the recap. Congratulations to Pace Academy Basketball's Eric Chatfield committing to Georgia Tech. He's going to keep it right here at the crib and join Damon Stoudemire. Coach Stoudemire's he's bringing in some talent over there. So, of course, Pace, again, basketball season, winter sports, getting ready to gear up. A lot of media days have already happened. I'll be at a media day. I'll tell you about that a little bit later this weekend for Cobb County. Shout out to Coach Moultrie. So I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But anyway, let's continue. A big congratulations to Savannah Christian Football's Elijah Griffin. He's the number one defensive lineman in his class of 2025. And on Friday, just before the Georgia-Texas game on Saturday, he announced his commitment to the Dogs. So he's going to head on up this way to Athens. All right. And congratulations to Union Grove Volleyball's Riley Bethea. She was the GHSA 4A Region 2 Player of the Year. Big congrats to Harrison Volleyball's Addison Cooley, as well as Amelia Payton. Cooley reached 500 career digs, while Peyton reached 500 career kills. All right, congratulations to Langston Hughes football wide receiver Jabari Jones committing to Jackson State University, and congratulations to Marist volleyball Sophia Dawson, GHSA 4A Region 5 Player of the Year. Our recap, only a couple things this past week. Friday, of course, I told you about the big region matchup between Whitfield Academy and Landmark Christian, and it would be Whitfield Academy picking up the win, 35-0, your final in that one. Now, it was both teams struggled early on to really get anything going. Whitfield really didn't run up those points until the fourth quarter. A lot of penalties on both parts, but it would be Whitfield coming out on top. They stay unbeaten in region play. Wide receiver Parker Sheem, finishing with 97 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. Running back Mason Hollingsworth, 209 yards rushing and a touchdown. And here is head coach Robert Walsh afterwards on his team's performance and the win.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Landmark did a really good job with their game plan. We got in the red area, though, 3 times and only came away with 1 touchdown. Thankfully, our defense, Coach Kruger, Coach Bentley, and Coach Hawkins, they did a heck of a job preparing our boys, and we were able to create some takeaways and even have a defensive score. So proud of the defense side of the ball, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the defense. Glad you touched on that. Now moving forward, a couple matchups left. What do you want to see the guys clean up? I have a feeling I already know what number one's going to be.
Discipline. I mean, that's our number one pillar when I first got here. And tonight, we were not the most disciplined football team, and that's on me. We got to learn from it and grow from it. We got Walker next week. We win that game, we're sub-region champs, and we got a chance to play for a region championship in week 10. So we got to finish strong and hopefully have a shot to win the region championship.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck to you guys down the stretch. And again, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks, Damon.
All right, again, that was head coach Robert Walsh. And like he said, up next for them this week, they'll take on Walker. If they pick up that win, they will be sub-region champs, and then they'll play next week. Next week for the region championship. So we'll keep you updated on that. Yesterday, I actually got into some softball action. And, you know what? Let me back up before that. Saturday, although I didn't do any coverage, I did get a chance to sit in for our very own Dylan Matthews of Hometown Take and the Morning Shift. I sat in for him as a PA announcer for the Emory women's volleyball team. So shouts out to the Emory volleyball team. Just wanted to say thank you to you all. That's what happened for me on Saturday and why I was not out doing any coverage. All right, anyway, fast forward to yesterday. Softball action. The Kell Lady Longhorns, they are headed back to Columbus for the second straight year. Congratulations to them. They would sweep Pace Academy yesterday, 7-1 the final in game 1, and then 13-5 the final in game 2. And again, they're headed back to Columbus for the second straight year as they move on to the championship bracket. And afterwards, caught up with head coach Kevin Foster, who talked about what he's liked from his girls through the first 4 games of this postseason play.
I mean, I just saw a lot of fight. And, you know, we came in knowing it was going to be a battle. They got really good pitchers, really good coaches. But the girls took what we wanted. We had a game plan coming in, and they executed. And I'm a huge proponent. You know, you can have all the best scouting in the world, but you still got to go beat people. And they put up a really good fight. They're a really good ball club, but our pitchers were just better tonight. And our hitters had great approaches at the plate, crushed those strikes, and obviously super proud of their preparation.
All right, and speaking of your hitters, through these first four games here in the playoffs, you guys have really been productive. I think you've had just the one game where you scored just the one run, but other than that, you guys have been really productive. What do you see from the girls? What's been kind of working, going good for them, you know, when they're up there in the box?
Honestly, just the little things. You know, we tell them we want a certain approach, and we tell them what pitchers' tendencies are, and they adjust to it. You know, they're top class hitters, and you know they're tough to get three pitches by. You know, and our girls make adjustments on the fly, and that's a part of this game. Is if you want to win, you got to adjust.
All right, obviously you all go and check the bracket, see who you got next. But for you all, what do you feel, you know, out of this series here, you guys take away? What you want to work on, get ready for whoever you do face in the next round?
For me, cleaning up some base running. we had a little bit of trouble with some base running. Luckily, we were able to cover it up with some big timely hits. And you know, I told Maggie Wilmont, who was on third on that last play, I said, hey, if a ball gets by, let's take a risk. And she went in head first and you know, got us the W. And I'm really proud of her for that. So, but yeah, you know, but I think we keep the same approach at the plate, make adjustments as necessary, and just get after people. And hopefully come home with a title.
Good deal, Coach. Congratulations. Good luck down the stretch.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, and again, that was head coach Kevin Foster, Kell, Lady Longhorns. Congratulations to them as they move on. All right, and finally, our PSN player spotlight, quarterback Dylan Muhammad of the Norcross Blue Devils. Big a big win for them last week, and then now another big matchup for them, which potentially will be the decide the region championship. I guess that's the way I should say it. But anyway, I got a chance to catch up with him about just how the season's been going. You know, we even touched on recruitment for him briefly. And here is my conversation, brief conversation with Dylan. And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline. Dylan joins me now. Dylan, first off, man, as always, thank you for a couple of minutes of your time, man. Appreciate your, the opportunity to catch up with you. Man, you guys are rolling, and so congratulations on the season and the success you all are having so far.
Thank you.
So, man, what would you say, man, has been kind of, you know, key factors for you guys, man? I think it's five straight wins now, just one loss on the season.
Yeah, well, our one loss came to Mill Creek, but I think we've really improved since then. Our defense holds us down every game. Our coaches come up with great game plans. They improve every week, just like our offensive line and receivers and the quarterback room and the running backs, the entire offense, the entire team. We improve each week. I feel like in practice, our energy is also ramping up too. The intensity of practices are ramping up, and I feel like we're playing harder and more as a team now.
All right. Obviously, just a few more weeks of the regular season, which is kind of crazy. It feels like you guys just got started. But
yeah.
You know, what's kind of you being a leader on the team and just, you know, from the coaches, Coach Maloof and whatnot, what's kind of the message overall in general as you guys try to close out the regular season strong and get yourselves into postseason play?
The message is keep getting better every week. We're improving. We're doing a great job right now. Our coaching staff is doing a great job, and I feel like our players are starting to see it and envision it and believe, and we're starting to believe in ourselves even more, and I feel like that's just great going into the playoffs.
Dylan Muhammad, quarterback, Norcross Blue Devils, joining me here. So for you personally, man, through this stretch, what are some areas of your game that you feel like, you know, maybe you feel like you're good, but, you know, there's some things you feel like you can do better to, you know, to kind of, again, do your part to help with the team mission?
I feel like because I'm a dual threat, I like running a lot, but I feel like sometimes I can stay in the pocket for an extra second or two, just keep trusting my line, because I know they're getting better, just in the pocket a little longer, going through a couple more extra reads and just things like that.
One more before I let you go. Obviously, you're in the season right now, but recruiting is still, obviously this is still a big year for you. You know, how do you balance that right now? What's balancing that out like?
I just pray that God takes care of it. So I'm not really worried about my recruiting too much. It's not like really high on my mind. I'm just worried about just going through the games, you know, just being there for my team and being the best quarterback I can be, and it'll all take care of itself at the end.
Amen to that, brother. Well, Dylan, appreciate you always being able to take a couple minutes out of your day, man, to join me, man. And love seeing the success that you guys are having.
Thank you. It's always great talking to you, too.
All right, and again, Dylan Muhammad, quarterback for the North Cross Blue Devils. And like I said, big region matchup for them Friday. They'll take on North Gwinnett. Both of them coming in at 5-0 in region play. The winner takes sole possession of first place, likely will be your region champion, because if I'm not mistaken, that is going to be, let me double check before I say that. No, Norcross for sure has one more game after that, which would be against Brookwood, which right now Brookwood only has one loss in the region standings, and then North Gwinnett would still have one more game themselves left against Duluth. So, good chance that whoever wins this game on Friday could be your eventual region champion. So, thanks to Dylan for the time and the conversation. Always good times catching up with him. All right, we'll take a break. And when we get back, Dylan Tirico of the Blessed Trinity Titans, linebacker, as well as Princeton commit. And later in the show, going to catch up. You'll hear my conversation of me catching up with Coach Maurice Dixon, head coach for the Creekside Seminoles. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.